What? You can't be serious, Detective.
You must have lost your goddamn mind. How dare you make such an absurd accusation?
Yeah, are you sure it's her?
I can't believe you'd think it's me. Oh, why would I kill James? Why?
Oh. I don't know what's gotten into you, Detective, but I swear this'll be the last case you're ever sanctioned to investigate. We'll see you in court, sir.
Elizabeth Peacock, you're under arrest for the murder of James Black.
Oh, Jen, Viv, I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on.
Oh. You have the right to remain silent. Oh. Anything you say can and will be held against you in a court of law. Oh. You have the right to an attorney.
The Colonel was right. This would indeed be the last case you'd ever investigate. When you made your report to the police chief, he was furious and suspended you and Allison without pay. The audacity to accuse someone whose only supposed motive was a 2-year-old divorce, for which she was paid handsomely, was incompetence on a level unheard of in your precinct. Not to mention, she had no conceivable access to the study on the night of the murder. No opportunity and no motive. You had failed miserably. When you got home, Allison was quick to pack your bags for you. She couldn't even look you in the eye. The embarrassment you'd caused her, the damage to her career you'd inflicted. She was done with you. You took your bags, got in your car, and drove off into the night. You'd never be reinstated from your suspension, and you'd never work in a police department again. Your career, your relationship, and your life as you knew it were over. Farewell, former detective. Best of luck in your future endeavors.